let's get started. Would like for you now to take a deep breath in. Filling yourself all the way to the pelvic floor. Making that breath as complete as you possibly can. And on the exhale of the next breath, would like to focus on that exhale as the repository of all the thoughts that you're thinking right now. So you're breathing in all the way to the pelvic floor. This loving, healing energy filling you up. And on the exhale, emptying yourself out, letting all your thoughts float away, healed and transformed. Just floating. And your mind is becoming clearer and clearer. And the light in your mind is just the perfect amount. And in your mind's eye, see the room that represents your personality. Open the door and walk in. What is in the room? What's the condition of the light? Are there windows and blinds you can open, or curtains, to let in more light? You'll notice there's a door on the opposite side, and you can open that to let in more light. And as you open the other door and the windows, you feel the freshness of the air as it gently, a breeze gently wafts through the room, carrying away all old, dusty thoughts and ideas, gently wafting away. And as you see them leaving, you intend for them to return to source, healed and transformed. And you keep on letting go. Whatever's in the room, make a point, set your intent to remember. And start to empty everything out of the room. Just imagine that you are infinitely powerful and you can pick up and move anything in the room. You take it out that back door, and there is this magic circle right there outside the back door, and you take whatever you've removed and you set it down in that magic circle. And looking more closely at the circle, you'll notice that it's made of this honeycomb of light. Beautiful, crystal clear, rainbow white light. So it's made of that quality of light that is so clear. And it is like looking through water at an angle so that you can see the rainbows in each of the cells of this honeycomb of light. Perfectly clear, utterly transparent, beautiful rainbow white light. And you set down whatever it is you removed from the room into this circle of light. And standing inside the circle with the object, you quietly set your intent, bringing the focus of your whole mind to it, and looking at the object, and saying in your mind, I intend to release you. For you to go back to source, healed and transformed. And you continue to empty the contents of this room of your personality. And it doesn't matter if you finish it all right now. Know that you can come back at any time and continue to empty the room. And you may notice that when you start this process, you may empty the room, come back later, and find the room full again. Do not be discouraged. Continue to take each piece, each symbol, out to that circle of light of the three minds united, that energy of the will to act, and release it. Sending it off with loving thoughts, gratitude for its service. And make sure that when you say you're grateful for its service, that you really know what the service was that it provided. Don't just take and dump all your quote-unquote furniture out here and say, I intend for to release you, and picture the whole wad of it going up and off and into the space of unlimited expansion back to source, healed, and transformed. It doesn't work that way. One thing at a time. This is a process, and it's important not to rush it. One thing at a time. And give each thing your undivided attention and your focus, your presence, and most of all, your awareness. As you release each thing, be aware of what that thing symbolizes in your day-to-day life. For everything you find in this room is a symbol. It is the same thing when you enter the room of your mind. This is the room of your personality. You also have a room of your mind. When which has a subroom. The room of the mind has a subroom. We use the word sub purposefully. The subroom to the room of your mind is the room of the emotions that are engendered through the thoughts generated by the mind. So, when you have time, say you're just sitting on a bench, enjoying nature, you close your eyes for a few minutes and picture the room, whether it's the room of your mind, the room of your emotions, or the room of your personality. And just take the time to take one more thing out of that room. When the room is empty, bless it and thank it for its service, and leave knowing there'll be more. None of you are so young that you don't have a history. A history. You all have history. And how much or how little isn't in question. So, now that you've taken out a few items from your room of your personality, we'd like for you to go back into the room, stand in the middle, and if you need to, make some room. So you can stand in the middle. And as you're standing in the middle of the room, see yourself. See your body of light. See the aura, your aura. And you can either see the outline of your physical form or not, it doesn't matter. But see your body of light. And as you're seeing your body of light, bring your consciousness into your body of light. So you are standing in the middle of your body of light. And while you're standing in your body of light, mentally reach upward. And you can feel the room expanding as your consciousness moves upward. And the room and your consciousness keep expanding. And as it expands up here at the ceiling with all the stuff below you, we want you, in your body of light, to stretch out your arms to embrace yourself as soul. Noticing that you're but a small part of soul, and soul utterly surrounds you, envelops you. With love. And you, the body of light, inside soul's body of light, just absorbing the light and the love. Letting all the parts of yourself be bathed. And you illuminate with light. And soul's heart's jewel, surrounding your heart's jewel, incorporating it, so that there is this beautiful, complicated jewel at the heart. It's a beautiful jewel with many facets. And moving your attention now to the mind, to the mental aura in your body of light. You can see it from a distance. Just look at it. Because now we're back to observing. And you're observing your mental aura. Just looking around. Looking, what does it look like? What is its level of clarity? How does it feel to you? And now, like a burst, soul receives the energy of the will to act. And this energy of the will to act is now gently striking the crown of your head and all your mental fields light up. It's brilliant light all through your fields. You may notice ribbons of light or showers of light. And it's just observing. Just observing, no judging, as you look around to see what's been illumined by this light, by God's pure light, shining all through your mental field. Just observing, no judging, but paying attention. Remembering. And as you absorb as much of soul's light and the will to act as you can, just the right amount, now we'd like your consciousness to release the room, traveling upward, joined with soul, free, liberated from the world of form, pure light energy. There is always love. For love is ever present, always, everywhere. All you need do is open your awareness and let it in. Letting it in, receiving it, absorbing it as it travels through your body of light and bonds to that light. Light body of love, a body of light and love. Just allowing it to grow brighter and richer in love, clearer, more vibrant, more beautiful, this body of light. and love. Knowing that what you are doing now is transforming through light and through love. And though these changes may not be immediate, they are coming. They are coming. The transformation of your life is coming. More love, more light, more ease, more joy, more fun. Your job is to receive it, to clear your mental aura of all that blocks you from receiving. More and more love, more and more light. Breathing it in into every cell and atom of your physical form, to which you are so tethered. And in your body of light, you turn and see that tether, and you add light, and you add love. And you follow that tether downward, back to the room of the personality. And back into breathing in your body, breathing in the light and love and the transformation, setting your intent to allow it. Breathing in and breathing out all resistance. Breathing in the light, the love, and the transformation. Breathing out all the blockages, the old beliefs, the old disbelief. Letting it all go, yield and transform. And just allowing this transformation. Find yourself bathing the form in light and love, calling for the directors, for all the cells and atoms, for all the organs, all the directors, just calling, calling, calling to be healed and transformed in every moment. Healing your body, accepting and receiving this healing, and accepting the light and the love and the transformation they bring. This transformation starts with love, acceptance, gratitude, asking forgiveness for past behavior, and imagine yourself changing that sequence. Imagining a transformation taking place every time you look back to a different place in the sequence with love and acceptance. Love and acceptance. That love and that acceptance bring change, a change for the better. They increase the love and the light that your form can carry, creating more receptive form. A form that can receive healing. A form that can receive love. A form that can receive acceptance and gratitude. Thanking your form for its service. Imagine for a moment you are your form, an unwilling servant, a slave, if you will, to the thoughts and whims of the personality and the mental fields. Imagine yourself receiving the words and actions that you have given it before. Experience it for a moment. And in that moment, find your compassion. Bringing compassion and understanding. An understanding that its whole purpose in life is to demonstrate to you what you think. Tied to you. Unable to let go or get away. Thank you, body. Turn and thank your soul. Coming slowly back into the room when you are ready. We bid you namaste.